Thank you for using this Soul Care Research product. We do hope it helps you. Before we begin, we'd like to mention that this product has been developed for your private use, not within a group setting, nor as a substitute for meeting with your Christian counselor. Products received from anywhere other than a Soul Care Research licensed counselor are illegal copies. This is considered stealing and illegal by the laws of man and unjust by the laws of God, as stated in the Sixth Commandment found in Exodus chapter 20, "You shall not steal." Stealing this product harms our financial means to take care of our families and our ability to give to the work of God. Please don't do it. Thank you. Your session uses our FaithWorks method of personal encounter with God. We call it PRAY. The word PRAY is an acronym for some of the sections that follow. P represents praise, R represents review, A represents ask, and Y represents yield. This portion of your encounter is then followed by a period of meditation and renewal. You'll be guided step by step throughout the entire time. You'll receive the best experience by remaining calm, in a comfortable position, undistracted, and breathing deeply. This will help you to rest well and arise refreshed. Now relax and be renewed in your experience with God. Part 1. Praise. The Bible teaches us that God is all-sufficient. He is omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent, everywhere at once. Simply put, God does not need anything. That includes our praise to Him. He doesn't tell us to offer praise because He needs it. He tells us to offer praise because praise refocuses us on Him, and He knows that is what we really need. Praise transforms us. Psalm 150, as well as many other places in the Bible, tell us to praise God, not only because He is worthy of all praise, but also because it is an act of submission to Him, and it helps us remember that He is able to meet our every need. The following is one way that you might praise Him while you are yet still in the midst of your difficulties. Following that, you'll have the opportunity to offer praise to God in your own words. My Father, I offer you my praise. Only you are God. Only you know all things, and I praise and adore you for making me your child. I worship you because you love me and you have promised to guide me. I lay down my will and my desire to yours. Your will is what is best. Only you have infinite wisdom, and I praise you now, knowing that I can trust you to lead me in all my decisions. Now, as the music continues, in your own words, offer praise to God. If you finish before the background music completes, simply remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to the next step of our encounter. You should begin offering praise to God now. Thank you. Part 2, Review. Because we can deceive ourselves, deny our part in wrongdoing, or even forget our offenses to God, we need to submit to the Holy Spirit's examination of our own soul. David in Psalm 139 asked the Lord to search his heart, and John 16 tells us that the Holy Spirit will guide us to truth. The following is an example of how you might ask Him to guide you in the review of your thoughts, words, and actions. Afterward, you'll have a chance to ask the Holy Spirit yourself. I look to you now, Holy Spirit, to reveal or remind me of any sins I may have committed that lead me further from you and your direction for my life. If there is anything I have thought, anything I have said or done that is offensive to my God, then make me aware now so that I may repent. I need your guidance. I know I cannot make decisions that are proper and pleasing to my Lord if I cling to sin. I cannot have the mind of Christ if I insist on fulfilling only the desires of my flesh. If there be any obstacle between you and me now, Lord, make it clear to me and help me to repent. Help me to change my ways. Thank you, Lord. For the next few moments, the music will continue, and you should ask the Holy Spirit to search you. If He brings any sin to mind, then offer Him repentance. And do accept that the Lord has forgiven you. If you finish before the background music is over, continue to rest. You should ask the Holy Spirit to search you now. Part 3. Ask. It is right to ask God for the help you need. Matthew 21 and Luke 11 are just a couple of the multiple instances when Jesus Himself encouraged us to ask as we have need. And in John chapter 17, Jesus prayed for His own disciples, asking His Father to help them. Remember that many of us, as imperfect parents, do our best to take care of our children. But the Lord is a perfect parent. He knows exactly all your needs and is the only one able to completely meet every need you will ever have. Here is just one way of asking God for His help, and in just a moment, you'll have the opportunity to ask Him in your own words.
Jesus, I continue to seek you and wait on your answer. I know better than to simply open your word and put my finger down on a verse and expect that to be my answer, because I know you want a relationship with me. You want me to seek you daily in prayer and your word. I know you have said in your word that we should seek the wisdom of elders in the faith. Help me to find those who have your wise counsel for me. Please help me not to rely on just my emotions, God. I know they can trick me. Yet I know you have a plan for me, and I sincerely want to know it. Even if your plan is not what I want, help me to remember your plan is perfect and is what is best for me. You have promised to give wisdom to me if I ask. So I ask you, Father, please grant me wisdom to make the right decision. Amen.
As the music continues, ask the Lord for His help and know that He enjoys taking care of you. If you finish before the background music completes, remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to our next step. You should begin now by asking God for His help with your needs. Part 4. Yield. This is your opportunity to yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. Psalms 95 and 107 are just two of many portions of the Bible where we are told to give thanks to our God. Proverbs chapter 3 teaches us to trust Him with all our heart, and John chapter 14 tells us that if we love the Lord, we will be obedient to Him. Here is a prayer of gratitude, trust, and obedience. After that, you'll have the chance to do this yourself.
Lord, thank you for teaching me to seek your wisdom and not rely on my emotions or just what I want. Thank you for showing me in your word that I can trust you. Thank you for your love for me. Because you love me, I know your decisions for me are what is best. Dear God, if you make clear your decision for me, and it is not what I had hoped or expected, Lord, please help me not to doubt, but to trust you completely. I want to be obedient to you in the decision that lies before me. Father, I give you my thanks, my trust, and my obedience. I love you, Lord. Amen.
For the next few minutes, yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. If you are done before the music finishes, remain relaxed. In a little while, we will begin the meditation portion of our encounter with God. Part 5, Meditation. In a moment, we will repeat portions of Scripture to allow you time to listen, meditate, and absorb the comfort of God's Word. This will also help you to remember God's thoughts about your particular area of struggle. In an effort to help the greatest number of people in a general listening audience, this reading is a paraphrased blend of 7 respected translations and 2 accepted paraphrases of the Holy Bible. Now relax again and let the Word of God strengthen you. The passages are James chapter 1 verses 5 and 6, 1 John chapter 5 verse 14, Matthew 6 verses 32 through 34, and Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 and 6. If you need wisdom, God is generous. He'll give you the direction you need, and He won't be upset with you for asking. And we are sure of this. God will listen to us whenever we ask Him for anything that is appropriate according to His will. Your Father in heaven knows what you need, so don't worry. Put God and His things first. Do what He wants for you. Then all of those things will be taken care of for you. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will have its own cares, and you don't need to be adding to it. Trust the Lord with all your heart, all your mind. Trust Him with everything. In all that you do and think, acknowledge that He is God and all-powerful, and He will direct you for your life. Part 6, Renewal. During this time you have praised, reviewed, and repented if necessary. You've asked and you have yielded to God your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. And you have meditated on Scripture as well. All of the things you have done are commands God has given us in Scripture. He doesn't command us because He somehow enjoys giving orders. He gives these commands out of His love for us, because He knows that when we follow His commands, it results in our own good, and He does want good for you. You should take some encouragement now that in this time you have been faithful and obedient to the Lord. Also, we'd like to suggest that you memorize one of the portions of Scripture used in this session, or another verse you find helpful for your particular area of difficulty. The music will continue now. It is similar to what you would hear as a soundtrack to a movie. So during this time, you may want to imagine yourself in a favorite scene from the Bible, such as when Jesus fed the 5,000, or when He welcomed the little children when they came to Him, or perhaps sitting at His feet on a hillside as He teaches the disciples. In addition, or as an alternative, you can use this time to express to God in your own way your love for Him. When you've finished, spend the remaining time by simply resting in the Lord's presence. And remember, Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, "I will be with you always." May the Lord bless you.
with